at 13, and now we come to a rundown of the sport. There's not too much this week because I think the football was shut down by the weather. We'll start with football. Wet weather wipes out football fixtures. Football fixtures up and down the country have fallen foul of yet another week of wet weather. In the South West Peninsula League Premier East, Newton Abbott Spurs were scheduled to visit Honiton Town, whilst Tynmouth AFC were awaiting the visit to Torrington, but to no avail. As a matter of fact, only two matches went ahead across the entire Peninsula League, one in the East Division and one in the West. The only Premier East match was between Middlesbrough Rovers and Ilfracombe Town, two sides who couldn't be separated before or after kick-off. Both Bobby Tracy AFC and Buckland Athletics had their sights set on progressing to the fourth round of the FA Vars, only for their home ties against Downton FC and Barnstable Town respectively also fell by the wayside. These two cup clashes have been swiftly arranged for this coming weekend. On Saturday, December the 13th, the show must go on, and so the draw for the next round of the Vars went ahead on Monday at 1 p.m. Both will be home again if they win, Bobby taking on Slimbridge or Amesbury Town, and Bucks crossing paths with AFC Stoneham. 28 goals scored in just three SDFL fixtures. Only three games survived the Friday downpour, with the South Devon Football League issuing a wet weather protocol for the third time in 6 weeks. In the Premier Division, Paignton Saints had a great result against East Allington United at Coach Road. Upton Athletic travelled to the Manadon 3G to face an unforgiving Signal Box team looking to stay in pole position in Division 2. This result puts Signal Box 5 points clear of Corries, who had two games in hand. Upton remain bottom of the table, but fair play to them for travelling and doing their best in squalid conditions. Division 4 was able to offer Paignton Bill III the chance to welcome Kingsbridge and Kellerton United to South Devon College in what was a game dominated by the wind. Bill secured their third win of the campaign with a fine 6-2 victory over the visitors from South Hams. Looking ahead to this coming weekend, and if the weather cooperates, Ilsington Villa, Newton 66 and Kingstainton Athletic will all be heading to Plymouth to face Windmill, Lakeside Athletic and True Blues respectively in a top flight. In Division 2, third-placed Ivybridge Town will be searching for revenge against second-placed Babbacombe Corries, who beat them 8-1 just a couple of weeks ago. And now we're going to have a look at rugby. All Whites lose out in South Devon Derby. Newton Abbott RFC fell apart in the second half against Paignton, who crushed them 52-24 in the South Devon Derby at Queen's Park on Saturday, December the 6th. The All Whites were all square and 19-all after 40 minutes, but had their defence ransacked in the second half as Paignton ran riot. Defeat leaves Newton Abbott in eighth, tied with seventh-place Torquay Athletic on 22 points. The All Whites are 5 points clear of Penryn, who currently sit in second regulation place. And Regional 2 South West, Penzance and Newlyn 42, Tynmouth RFC 20. Off the back of a bonus point win against second-place Winscombe last week, Tynmouth RFC travelled to the far southwest to face Penzance and Newlyn. Tynmouth came out after the break with renewed purpose and energy. Phase after phase of good work eventually put Jack Bowen over the line with a great assist from Luke Atkinson. May and Julie added the extras, 22-10. Now sitting 10th in the league, Tynmouth RFC travelled to Cullumpton for a bottom-of-the-table clash next. And Rugby Union, Exeter's Euro escapade start with home victory. Dave Walder praised a solid start to Exeter Chiefs' European Challenge Cup campaign after they swept aside the Cheetahs 42-12 at Sandy Park to climb to second in Pool 3. The Chiefs, level on points with Ulster and Stade Francais, produced a 5-try first half that all but settled the contest before demonstrating impressive defensive control to close out a convincing open round victory. And now we'll have a quick look at women's hockey. McEwen hits hat-trick in commanding win. Petrock Division 1, Ashmore Women's first 11-6, Kingsbridge and Salcombe second 11-0. Ashmore women's team produced a great attacking performance to put six past Kingsbridge and Salcombe women's returning club legend Ella Reid make a reappearance in goal and keeping a clean sheet. The win secures Ashmore a top four spot in the halfway stage of the season. Captain Jordan Wright said she had been delighted with the hard work at training and the performances put up on a Saturday where the team has won six out of nine of their Petrock Division One matches. The Women's League resumes on January the 10th when the team will travel to play the same K&S opposition, this time away from home. And that concludes the sport for this week.